joining us now from Race Net. Paul Joyce, morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, punters. Yes, another lovely day here in Sydney and the Warwick Farm Racing host eight races, Sean. And there's some horses here which we've seen set up the last few weeks. They will turn up in the spring carnival big races. So make sure you keep an eye out on all of those races.
And from the Daily Telegraph and Sky, Ray Thomas. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, a really interesting meeting here, boys. And I have a suspicion Godolphin and James Cummings could be in for a pretty big day.
And it's also interesting, I think it's not only been here, but down south in Melbourne as well, where we've seen horses come through the winter who will progress onto the spring. And the one Dwayne Dunn was on down there in Melbourne the other day went all right too, didn't he?
Royal Jeopardy. No doubt. And there's some promising three-year-olds, as Paul mentioned earlier in some of the earlier races, that I think we'll be seeing plenty of in some much better races in midweek Warwick Farms.
All righty. And Glenn Munsey joins us. Tab.com.au. Morning, Munz.
Good morning, Shawnee boy. Good morning to Paul and good morning to Ray here. Well, with these midweek meetings now, Sean, once we're into carnival time now, the horses that are just on the fringe of, the better quality races that don't get a start, they go to the midweeks and we get a much, much stronger midweek program as we have today. And we also, as we've had the last few weeks, we get eight races instead of the normal seven.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll open the bowling with the first. We pull out number one, Balearic.
Yeah, well, it's out Balearic, and the deduction there is $0.09 a win and nothing the place. We've got Epic Rant at $2.20 in favourite. Invincible Gangster, Epic Rant's got blinkers on today. Invincible Gangster, the first starter, is an $18 chance. Military Academy, cross noseband off, earmuffs off, lugging bit off. It's a $19 chance. My Zabrinka is $11. November Man's an $11 chance. We go to Star of Africa, the first starter there, at $3.60. 10 Carat with the Norton bit on, but the lugging bit off, is a $19 chance. And another first starter here in the shape of Vacate is at $5.50. Not a massive amount of change in the markets from this morning. Epic Rant went up 225, now 220. Star of Africa went up 330, now 360. And Vacate went up 550, still a $5.50 chance in the first.
Look, they'll go quickly here. Epic Rant, blinkers first time, as Munz just mentioned. He'll be ridden aggressively, I expect. Military Academy, just drawn one gate inside Epic Rant. And he's a snitchel three-year-old, showed good pace to win a recent trial. And then we've got Star of Africa, who's been on pace in his trials. So we've got three potential leaders here. We've also got a horse like November Man kicking up off the inside gate. So first race, 1,100 metres. They'll go quickly, race.
Yeah, agree, Paul. Look, I'm leaning towards the favourite Epic Rant. I think he's short enough now at the 220, but he goes into this race off two solid trials, particularly that recent trial, Paul, late August at Ramick over 1,050 metres, where Brenton Abdullah tested him right to the line on that occasion. He put a bit of a margin on his rivals. He looks a promising type. We've only seen him at the races once previously, and that was at Rose Hill back in November. He ran third to that smart type of Godolphin's Veronillo, hasn't raced since. The Waterhouse Adrian Bott stable did have Epic Rant nominated for what I thought was an easier race at Kembla on Sunday, but they've decided to wait for Warwick Farm today. He's a $500,000 yearling Epic Rant, and look, he's ready to go here first up this afternoon. I think he'll win, but it won't be a snack. I think number seven, Star of Africa, is a promising type. A more than ready colt from the Team Snowden camp, and I loved his most recent trial at Ramick, beating French Tune. He looks a very nice type in the mating. Hugh Bowman rode him in that Randwick trial, retains the ride here. Number five, Myers de Brinker, had won four Barrow trials leading into its debut run. Unfortunately, he struck a very strong midweek Canterbury maiden that day. That was the race won by Song Like. There's winners galore coming out of it. He'll improve off that Myers de Brinker. And number six, November Man, didn't have a lot of luck on debut. I thought his effort to run fifth, our mantra, was sound, and just he'll take natural improvement from that. Look, two Epic Rant, Paul, I've got it on top, but I hope he eases a bit at betting. 220 short enough. 275 and 6 in the first.
Yeah, Ray, I'm with you. 2749. I think Epic Rant's clearly the horse to beat. At 220, we're getting towards those rock bottom odds, but he'll probably lead. At least I expect him to lead. He's got those blinkers on, showing real intent by the stable. You made a great point. Scratched him from Sunday to keep him for this harder race. And he has come up with the right gate to find the fence. He's definitely the horse to beat, in my eye. Seven Star of Africa. He's trialling really well. Peter and Paul Snowden trained. Hugh Bowman ride. They're a lethal combination. he'll run well, and he'll give the favourite plenty of stick in the run. Number four, Military Academy. Speaking of going for the harder option, this horse was in at Hawkesbury tomorrow in a five-horse field. Yet Gary White's opted to bring him to Warwick Farm and race in this race off a soft draw. He won a trial at Rose Hill leading into this. I thought he trialled really well. He's only been to the races twice previously, so he's a schnitzel colt, and I'm keen to see him go round at the big odds. And number nine, Vacator, first starter for James Cummings, probably hasn't trialled as well as Epic Rant or Star of Africa, but it wouldn't surprise me if he improved under race conditions. I've gone 2, 7, 4, and 9.
Right, over we go to the next event, race 2, the tab.com.au plate, and pull out 4 Miss Demi, 6 Ready for Love, 7 Ready Cat Go, 9 Should Have Been.
Yeah, this is a 3-year-old filly's set weight maiden here over 1,100, where we've got Broadley is a $34 chance. Cara Miss at $12. Memento is at $5.50. Miss Demi came out this morning, 5 cents a winner, nothing a place. Nayar is an odds-on chance, the first starter here at $1.80. Ready for Love out, 5 cents a winner, nothing the place. Ready Cat Go out, 12 cents a winner, nothing the place. Ridicule at $3.30. Should Have Been out, 7 cents a winner, nothing the place. So that's a total deduction this morning of 29 cents a winner, nothing the place. And Touch of Mink, the bottom one here, is a $16 chance. Well, the favourite's on the drift here. It did go back up 160 this morning. It's out to 180. Memento's on the drift, 460 out to 550. And the other runner, Ridicule, is a firmer this morning, 420 into 330.
Yeah, well, the scratchings have taken a bit of pepper out of this race, and I think that's suiting my top two selections. Number 8, Ridicule, should kick up off that lovely gate, and number 5, Naya, who looked as though she was going to have to do a bit of work, now looks like she'll get across quite easily. So, Ray, I've got the 5 and the 8 basically dominating from the front now.
Yeah, I think they dominate the race too. I think, Paul, I agree. Naya now comes out of 6 instead of 10, so she should cross and settle outside Ridicule, and I think they'll run 1-2, Paul. Naya was super impressive in its recent Rose Hill trial win. Defeated Woman, the Boom Waterhouse Bot filly, who won at Canterbury last week. And she goes to races today looking set to make a winning debut. And she's short enough, but on the evidence of that trial win, she should be very, very hard to beat. In saying that, number 8, Ridicule, was taken by her Wyong trial of 845 metres. She's So You Think Filly, been given plenty of time, goes to races for the first time today, but looks to have natural talent. And as Paul mentioned, she's got good gate speed. I think she'll hold the inside and share the lead with Naya, and they'll settle down to fight this one out. Of the rest, I thought number 3, Memento, could certainly improve off a sound first-up effort at Warwick Farm. The format of that Acumi race is very good, and she'll be fitter for that one. And number 2, Icara Miss. I liked her recent trial at Randwick, Paul. She was darting between runners late to finish a pretty close spur. John O'Shea trains, going to the races for the first time, looks a likely type, but she's pretty smart, the Godolphin filly Naya, and she's the one to beat in race 2. 5, 8, 3, and 2, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone 8, 5, 3, and 10, Ray. They're just a slightly different order with the top 3. I'll go with Ridicule on top here, just at the better odds. I think she's guaranteed to get a lovely run off that gate. I loved her 2 trials coming into this. The trial you mentioned at Wyong was there for all to see, but the trial before that, she's second behind Sasha Tort, who's a Godolphin horse. It went down to Kembla and won very impressively on debut. So there's a little bit of form coming out of that trial, and I'm just willing to gamble on her at the better odds than number 5, Naya. I was sort of happy when she had a bit of work to do because I thought it might give Ridicule that little edge, but now Naya basically looks as though she'll bounce right on Ridicule's hammer. It'll be a good race between these two, but I'm just leaning towards the better value. Number 3, Memento, well, she's probably disadvantaged by that pace coming out of the race. She was one that was going to get back and rattle home with the fast speed up front, but it won't be as easy for her now. And for 4th, Ray, I'll throw in number 10, Touch of Mink. I didn't mind her last trial at Warwick Farm. Maddie Smith trained, so a local there to sneak into 4th. 8, 5, 3 and 10 in the 2nd.
3rd event, Hand Takeout 6, Tang Mia and 10, Long Mu.
Yeah, this is the Schweppes handicap here, another maiden for 3-year-olds, but this one over 1,400 metres. And Destiny's Hero here is a $26 chance. Kaonic at $3.90. Lord Elliot at $31. Major Rossi at $34. Sparky Lad, $3.80, equal favourite. Tang Mir out, the deduction, 5 cents a winner, nothing the place. Chosen Assassin at $9.50. Improvise, equal favourite at $3.80. Wild About Her is a $5 chance. Long Moo came out this morning, 7 cents a winner, nothing the place. And Done a Ton, back as a gelding today, so he's done more than that. He's done a couple of stone. It's a $19 chance. Now, dramatically changed market. This morning, first market was Sparky Lad, $2.90 favourite. It's out to $3.80. Improvise was $3.20 second favourite. It's out to $3.80. Then you had Wild About Her at $4.20. It's out to $5. And the firmer this morning is Chaotic. Went up $5, now $3.90. After it was as much as $15 in the first market put up. And the other move this morning, Chosen Assassin, 12 into 9.50. So I don't really think anybody knows at this stage.
Yeah, well, look, Chris Waller dominates in numbers, obviously. Looking at the speed map, but Chosen Assassin, I think, will definitely press forward. I think Improvise off that lovely gate will have to be right there. And Dunnerton, the gelding, and that was a good joke, by the way, Munt. Look, I think he'll be fighting it out in the first three. Sparky Lad not far off. But Chaotic, the plunge horse, off what I've seen at the trials, he will be getting back.
Yeah, decent tempo, Paul?
Look, it's up in the air a little bit, Ray. I wouldn't lock in decent tempo, no. I could see it being run at a sort of a medium to muddling run tempo. But, you know, Chris Waller holds a lot of the cards, really, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's my one little issue, Paul, because I did like Wild About Her, but I'm hoping they run along a little bit for her. This is a big brown filly out of Once for Wild, who was an Oaks winner, and I think both her runs have been excellent. She was fourth on debut behind Gold Standard, who, of course, is one of the big chances in the Golden Rose on Saturday. And then last start, she went back to 1,100, and I love the way she hit the line to run third to Mariska. She gets out to 1,400 metres today. That'll suit her. Just the tempo, that slight issue, Paul, but if they run along a little bit, I can see number 9, Wild About Her, finishing fast and getting the job done. I think Chris Waller can run 1, 2, 3, as Paul alluded to. He's got the numbers here. Number 8, Improvise, very good on debut, ran third behind Our Mantra. She didn't have a lot of luck trying to get a run between runners at the top of the straight, and indeed for most of the straight that day. She was very good. She'll improve off that. Has drawn the soft gate, has Hugh Bowman. A lot of ticks there for Improvise. Sparky Lad, good effort behind a smart type in Brave Song back in July. Been freshened up since. Was a nice second to Newberg, who came out and won well at Newcastle last weekend. He's always shown promise, Sparky Lad, and he'll be right in the contest here. And down in the weights, Done a Ton. Gee, I thought he'd try well, Paul, on the inside of the Frankel colt, Tangmere at Rose Hill. He's resuming here, Corey Brown to ride. I think Glenn mentioned about $19 in morning markets. I think he's over the odds, will run a race. But I like to Silly Wild About Her, and the 1400 will really suit her in race 3. 9, 8, 5 and 11.
Yeah, look, I'm going for Chris Waller to run the first four. I've gone 8, 5, 9, 2. I've got the 8 on top, Improvise. Ray covered her perfectly. She didn't have much luck on debut. I like the way she attacked the line once she finally got out. And obviously Hugh Bowman's booking is a big plus for me if he's drawn to get the run of the race. 5, Sparky Lad. Well, he's been competitive at both his starts. There hasn't been a lot of form out of either of those races. It's a slight query, but his trial form around those runs has been exceptionally good. Number 9, Wild About Her, race top pick. I like the fact that she's 11 up to the 1,400. I think that's what she's looking for, and perhaps looking for even further down the track. And number 2, Chaotic. The point I made about this horse was watch the betting. I'd never expected 15 into $3.90. But I wrote that down watching his trial 2 back when he ran fourth behind Epic Rant. Hugh Bowman trialled him that day and gave him a real rev up, and he absolutely motored to the line. So for me, he's a horse that's probably looking for even further than 1,400. But the fact the money's come for him, the fact that Chris Waller's got 4 in the race and this is the one they've singled out, you've got to respect that betting move. So I've gone 8, 5 and 9 with a massive watch on number 2.
All right, we go to the next event, the 4th TAB Rewards Handicap, and a full field here.
Yeah, and this is the benchmark 74 over 2,200. We've got Exoteric here, just a price change going through at $5. Social Element, favourite, odds on, 195. Manhattan Sun, blinkers on, winkers off, is a $9 chance. Dream Folk for Greg Hickman at $26. Anthony's Best at $11. Earized is an $8 chance, and Salesman is at $7.50. Best supported runner and the only runner realistically there's money for this morning is Social Element. Did go back up evens or $2 into 195 now.
Yeah, well, if you like the favourite, Munns, you don't get better speed maps than this. Social Element looks the only on-pace runner. salesman probably handy, and outside of that, Anthony's best exit, Eric, not far off. But the other three are basically backmarkers. So on Speed Maps race, Social Element gets an absolute dream picnic up on pace.
Yeah, you've nailed it, Paul. Look, I wanted to tip Exoteric here. He's meeting Social Element 4 kilos better than being 2 1/4 lengths the other day over 2200 at Warwick Farm. But the point Paul has made is so valid here. Social Element is the only leader. He'll just dictate, run this race to suit. And to be fair to him, I thought he was really good last start. He was under siege from the turn. Dylan's Romance edged past him, but he dug deep and he was coming away again on the line to score well. He's in his first prep, but he shows a lot of staying promise. And look, he'll just get that picnic in front and he should win again. Number one, Exoteric, is the horse that I know Paul has also found a couple of times in recent starts. He's slowly but surely improving, working his way up to a win, but just the nature of this race and how it'll be run, it all suits the favourite, Social Element. Number six, he arises fitter now, can improve. And number four, Dream Folk, likes these firm tracks and is over the odds. But the top two have it between them. And really, Paul, the run of the race stuff all goes the favourite's way here. Number two, Social Element. He should win again. 2, 1, 6, and 4.
Yeah, Ray, look, on 2, 7, 1, and 6, usually I'd try and go away from an odds on pop in one of these staying races, but this element's a little bit different than what we see most weeks. He's only had the 4 starts, he's 2 wins, 2 placings, so he's still got all this upside to him. He's not one of these stayers that's had the 20 or 30 starts and they take turns. So I think this bloke really will progress to a lot better than a benchmark 74 midweek, and the way the race runs, he's got the technical pace to take advantage of what looks a small field and an unlimited sort of bunch of rivals. He does look one of the good things of the day. So if you're playing the all up, he does look one you could anchor. The 7 Salesman, I couldn't see him beating the favourite, but he's only going to carry 50 kilos after the claim. He's tested it the first time over a trip at Queanbeyan last start, and he was dominant there. He's relatively lightly raced. So I think if you want to play a little Quinella, you could throw the 7 in for some value. The 1 Exoteric, Ray made the point, big weight swing in his favour. He's improving with every run. Probably another run or two before I jump back on him. And the 6 Ear Eyes, well, we sort of specced him at big odds there last start, but he wasn't suited around Canterbury at 1900. Much better here at 2200 on the bigger Warwick Farm track. But number 2, Social Element, looks too good. 2, 7, 1, 6.
Race 5, put a line through 5, Adam Eve.
Yeah, and in this, it's the hashtag The Race Is Here, the Fillies and Mares benchmark 73 over 1,200 metres. And horse number 1 is Foxy Housewife, back cross noseband on, blinkers off, and it's undergone arthroscopy, to the right 4 fetlock since its last run, and it's a $6 chance. Fujiwara at 16, O'Reilly Cyrus at 11, Regimen the favourite at $2.10, Adam Eve out this morning, 13 cents a winner, nothing the place, Kapite at $31, Red Hearts at $4.20, and Bella Success is a $6.50 chance. This morning, they say two hopes only here, Regimen $2.10 in from $2.15, and Red Hearts $4.80 into $4.20. They totally dominate the hold on the race. There's not a coin for another runner.
Yeah, well, look, speed-wise here, the map will come into play. Number 4, Regimen, the well-backed favourite. She'll settle 1 or 2 from that lovely soft gate, and the horse drawn inside her, Fujiwara, the only other one that applies any pressure. Foxy Housewife, Copite next. And Adam Eve, who was a bit of a smoky as to where she settled, she could have put some pressure on. Well, she's come out, so it's made the speed map a lot easier and a lot better if you're a Regimen fan, Ray.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. Look, I can't tip against the favourite here, number 4, Regimen. She won her first 2 starts. She was impressive, particularly at Canterbury midweek win. And then last start, had the run behind the leader. Took a while to get through on the inside there in the straight. Didn't have a lot of galloping room. And when she finally got balanced and got through, Vienna Romance was full of momentum and just nailed her on the line. I felt it was a terrific effort, even in defeat by Regimen. And as you said, Paul, she's just going to get the right run here, number 4, Regimen. Should have all the favours and prove very hard to beat. I didn't think number 2, Fujiwara, can improve. She comes out of that Vienna Romance race and she'll be fitter for that run. That was the first since February. Up on speed that day, boxed on okay, beaten 2.5 lengths. She can improve off that. Number 7, Red Hearts, it's the plunge horse that Glenn mentioned. She's resuming here, has trialled nicely. All her form, though, has been on wet tracks. So I've just got a slight query about her. I want to see her perform on top of the ground today. And of the rest, number 8, Bella Success. coming out of easier races, but an improving filly, won a maiden at Newcastle, two runs back, and comes out of that strong Acumi race at Warwick Farm last start. But again, Paul, I sound like a stuck record, but run of the race stuff does suit number four, Regimen, in race five. Looks very hard to beat. 4, 2, 7, and 8 in the fifth.
Yeah, look, sometimes, Ray, you've just got to go with what's obvious, don't you? And that looks the case today with a lot of these races. I'm 4, 8, 7, and 2. Ray covered Regimen perfectly. There's not much I can add. She's lightly raced. She's going to get minimal pressure up front, and she's got this perfect draw. Brett Abdullah aboard. She should win. I thought number 8, Bella Success, she was unlucky in that race behind Acumen Legal Girl. It's a strong form race. Legal Girl since come out and won easily at the provincials. Just whether she gets the speed up front to suit today, that's the query with her. But make sure you keep her in your black book going forward. Red Hearts interest me because they've been riding her deliberately quietly in the trials, which is against her former racing pattern. And I think they'll probably ride her off pace today and let her really attack the line. And number 2, Strujiwara, the horse that Ray threw in at $16. I've got it in for 4th. She'll be up on pace and will definitely strip fitter 2nd up. But the favourite should win, number 4, Regimen, 4, 8, 7, and 2.
Righto, race 6, take out 4, Parlez-Vous, 5, Salaman, and 9, Bend It Like Benny.
Yeah, they're the McGrath Estate Agents here. The benchmark 76 over 1,100 metres. Dissolute is the $2.60 favourite. Realised potential at $4.40. Cosmic Cameo at 13. Parlez-Vous out yesterday, 14 cents a win, nothing the place. Salaman out this morning, 9 cents a win, nothing the place. Fanning is a $5.50 chance. Tycoon Ma at $18. Chalk, with the earmuffs on at $3.90, and Bend It Like Benny out this morning, no deduction there. Most popular runner this morning has been Dissolute. It did go back up 260. It's been in and out and back to where it originally was at 7:45 at that $2.60, but easily the most popular runner. In fact, over double the investment than any other runner today and overall. And that second pick is Chalk, who did go up as high as $5 first thing this morning.
Yeah, there should be a bit of speed. Fanning leads off the inside. Chalk works across. Dissolute should lob into almost the box seat. Cosmic Cameo and Tycoon Man not far away. So, Ray, 1,100 metres, they'll definitely move along here.
Yeah, that should suit number 2, Realised Potential. I know he doesn't win often, Paul, but he comes out of 2 good runs here at Warwick Farm behind Nick Tock, who just keeps winning that horse. And Rebel Miss, who's in great touch at the moment. And he's run well on both occasions, run those two horses to a half length or less. Gets out to 1,100 this afternoon. As Paul mentioned, good tempo up front. So look, he gets every opportunity to break through number 2, Realised Potential. He doesn't often win, but this race just sets up really well for him. Number 1, Dissolute, trialled superbly at Warwick Farm. They don't trial that well and not come out and race well when they resume. He looks to be going great guns, Dissolute. No surprise that Glenn mentioned there's been good money for him. He looks really hard to beat. Number 6, Fanning, always seems to fly under the radar. Horse has got good fresh form. Loved his 2 recent trials as well. And number 3, Cosmic Cameo, on these firm tracks around his home track at Warwick Farm over 1,100. He'll run a race again at odds. But I thought number 2, Realised Potential, just might get this race run to suit here, Paul, and he's hard to catch. It might be his day in race 6. 2, 1, 6, and 3.
Yeah, look, on with the one that trialled super, number 1, Dissolute, 1, 8, 6, and 2. I think, Ray, you said it, they don't trial that well and not come out and race well. The only query is he's never won first up previously, but going off that trial alone, obviously James Cummings, this is his first campaign with his horse, so he may have him more forward than in the past. And going off that trial, he just wins this race. He maps to get the run of the race with Huey Bowman up. And I'm sticking with him and sticking with him very solidly. The 8, Chalk, well, he also trialled really well leading into this. He's going to provide some competition here. A Wendy Roach trained 4-year-old only lightly raced. So he's been well found in the market. The 6, Fanning, should lead off barrier 1. He's got good first up stats. He'll give a sight. And number 2, Realised Potential, if they happen to really overcook it up front, this horse will get the last shot at them. I'm just starting to question his will to win, Ray. Had something on him there last start. And I know Rebel Miss is flying, but I thought he could have given it a bit more stick there when it really counted. So I've gone 1, 8, 6, and 2. Confident Dissolute will win first up.
All right, the 7th event, pull out 5, Sabapinski.
Yeah, and this is the ATC handicap here, a benchmark 73 over 1,600 metres. We'll start with Coys as a $13 chance. Braces for Greg Hickman at $6. Carluca at 15. Lead Choreographer at $4.80. Savopinski came out this morning. It'll be going to Hawkesbury tomorrow. 36 cents the win and 23 cents the place. The deduction there. Huswick at $34. Hoof Hustler at $12. Know How at 13. Raise the Limit at $8.50. Ataraxia with a cross noseband on. Our new favourite, $3.10. Ardanza is a $15 chance and Humility at $21. Not overly brisk, the interest in this race here. The most popular runner is Lead Choreographer. That is overall and today. It did go up as much as $6 first thing this morning after Savopinski came out. Second pick today and overall is Braces, who went up $10 this morning and is just under half that now at $6.
Yeah, interesting speed map. I think Coy's leading is the most obvious thing we can say here. Carluca not far away. Lead Choreographer holds all the keys for me from that gate. If Hughie Bowman rolls forward, which he's shown a bit of pace at the trials, he could end up camped outside the leader with a lovely run. And Hussick really the only other on pace. So Ataraxia, probably not too far off either, but drawn a bit awkwardly. So, Ray, I think Coy's leading is the really only thing we can lock in on this speed map.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. I'm hoping Ataraxia comes across with Lead Choreographer and finds some cover. I've got him on top. It's often a trap for bad players going with a maiden winner straight into a midweek. Benchmark 73, a young three-year-old colt taking on older seasoned performers can be a recipe for disaster, can't it, Paul? But I just thought he was so impressive at Newcastle, particularly the way he attacked the line, running down that odds-on favourite Legend of Oz from the Team Hawks stable. I just loved his desire that day. He was first up, he'll improve off that. The third place getter surgeon has come out and won his maiden easily since. So the form's strong enough. I know this is a tough ask. He has got that awkward barrier, but I just think it's a horse with plenty of upside. Number 10, Ataraxia. We've got it on top from number 2, Braces, who's screaming out to win a race. Today could be the day. He had the flashing light on him again last start at Canterbury in the no-show race. On his home track this afternoon with run of the race stuff, he'll be hard to beat. Number 4, Lead Choreographer. I've really loved his trials going into this, Paul. Last prep was a bit one pace, but his trials this time in, he's got some speed in his legs. He's come up really well, Lead Choreographer, and he'll run a race here. No surprise he's been some money for him. And number 9, Raise the Limit. Very consistent, very tough, very honest, always good value as well. But I thought 10 Ataraxia, just love that Newcastle win. I'll stick with him. 10, 2, 4 and 9. It's a competitive race, race 7.
Yeah, it is, Ray, but I think it's the first time we've come up with the same first four box here. So we'll pair up here and go halves. I'm 4, 10, 9 and 2. Just the trials of Lead Choreographer, Ray mentioned it. I've been wrapped with them. He's obviously a former import. It may have taken him a couple of preps really to acclimatise out here, but from what I've seen of the trials, I've just got to back him. His last trial was over 1,200 at Randwick. He was up near the speed. He motored through the line under minimal pressure. Hugh Bowman trialled him, and then he's on him on race day, which I think is always a great sign. And the fact there's money coming in this morning, I think that's probably due to the fact that Savopinski out. The Lead Choreographer could now roll forward and get a few on-pace favours as well. The 10 Ataraxia, I think that's going to be a really strong form race, Ray, that Beaumont race. Legend of Oz was odds on that day, got rolled by Ataraxia, who beat Legend of Oz on his merit. But the third horse, Surge In, just came out and won at Newcastle in a strong maiden last Saturday. So there's some form developing around that race. Number 9, Raise the Limit. Very brave last start behind Art of Excellence. And the 2 Braces, if he can get himself out of the gates and put himself in a spot, he'll win a race. But he just seems to be almost jibbing when he comes out, when horses crowd him, and he finds himself right out the back and just too much to do. So we'll see how he goes out of the gates today. 4, 10, 9 and 2 for me in the 7th.
Final event, race 8, the TAB Handicap. Put a line through 6, Choice Lager, 7, Bringer Secret, 9, Bravissimo, 14 Ataraxia and 15 Cedarwood.
Yeah, this is a benchmark 73 over 1,400 metres, and Chapelco here is an $11 chance. Dorf Star at 14, Red Knot at 23, Rockefeller at 7, Art Nouveau 51, Choice Lager out no deduction, Bring a Secret out, the 5 cents a win and nothing the place. What could be, with the blinkers on today and the winkers taken off for Groovy Scores, is a $23 chance. Bravissimo came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Cannon Run at 19, Our Anniversaire at 23. Regent is a $2.50 favourite. The Avenger at $2.90. Ataraxia came out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents to place. The bottom one, Cedarwood, came out this morning, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. The moves this morning are for the Avenger, 3.10 into 2.90. That's forced the favourite Regent to go 2.25 out to $2.50.
Yeah, look, the scratchings have again affected the speed map here. Chapelco gets a few more on-pace favours now, and I think Red Knot will probably sit outside Chapelco. The Avenger looks to get a beautiful run, probably third trailing. Dorfstar not far away. And I don't think Regent will drift too far back from the inside gate, Ray.
Yeah, I think Regent will be much closer today. Drew wide at Warwick Farm when he resumed. He was favourite that day and was ridden conservatively, and he made his run with Screamer very wide from the turn. Screamer's a tough four-year-old who was competitive in some stakes races during the Autumn Carnival and just ran Regent down late. But it was a terrific return from an inexperienced young horse who's got so much upside. Today, gate one, he'll be closer. Hugh Bowman to ride. Just needs some luck getting a run from the turn, Paul. If he does, I think number 12, Regent, got a big future. He's the one to beat. My bet of the day, have to wait for the last, but I think he should get the job done. Number 4, Rockefeller, nice type. Both his runs this prep have been excellent. Loved the way he hit the line behind Malahat last start. Number 13, the Avenger, really won his maiden in good style. Jumping up in grade here, but got that soft gait and has been good money for him. And number 10, Cannon Run, excellent run first up. He'll be fitter, has got second up form, but I think he's a smart horse, Regent, Paul. Better the day in the last for mine in race 8, 12, 4, 13 and 10.
Yeah, kind of hard to split these two down the bottom. I've gone 13, 12, 1 and 4. I'm leaning towards the Avenger at the slightly better quote. I'm convinced he's a good horse. He's had the 3 starts, finished in the Quiller on all occasions and broke through in a much easier maiden at Gosford last start, but he put them away stylishly. He's still a bit green, learning, but I think he's maps to get the run of the race for Kieran McAvoy. So just got him on top of the 12 Regent, who probably be 1 or 2 pegs further back than the Avenger in the run. We'll need a touch of luck, but we've got Hughie Bowman to ride and break up at that first up run perfectly off 2 very strong trials. Chapelco, he won't come back to them. They'll have to go past him on that second up win on the Beaumont track. He's come back in great nick for Joe Pride. And number 4, Rockefeller, he is set to peak third up off a long spell. He'll make things interesting if they overdo it up front. 13, 12, 1 and 4 in the last.
All right, now, Munch, what's been best back today?
Well, let's have a look at them, Sean. Overall and this morning. In the first, best supported runner is Epic Grant. That's overall and this morning. In the second, they 2 runners only here. Naya is now 165. They took 175. It's now 165. But that's not to say that there's not very good money for Ridicule. And put it this way, they're about 90% of the investment on the race between those 2 runners, and the majority of money for both of them has come this morning. In the third, they only want 1 runner, and that's Chaotic, but there's not a great deal of activity today. In the fourth race, only want Social Element there for Gay and Adrian, evens into 195. Then go to race 5, 2 runners mainly here, Regimen and Red Hearts. In race 6, Dissolute has more than double anything else, and that runner is Chalk, and it's been 5 into 390 this morning. Race 7, probably the quietest betting race of the day. Lead Choreographer at this stage, the best supported runner, but it's not massive. And in the last, they don't want to play at all this morning, and it's slightly more money, the Avenger, than for Regent, but as I said, no one wants to play this morning. Jockey's challenge there, Hughie Bowman, the favourite, and the jocks at 136. He went up 135, I think you'll find, or 130. 130 went up out to 136. Kieran McAvoy, 330 to 340. Brenton Abdullah, $9 into $8.50. Blake Shin, 31. Corey Brown, 51 into 41. Jay Ford, 101. Any other jockey, 151 into 126. And Josh Parr, 251 into 151. And Sean, a bit of news for Saturday. Bjorn Baker has scratched Bonnie O'Reilly out of the Shannon to prefer to run in the Golden Pendant. And that news coming forward from my assistant here just outside the studio. He's a very good man.
Ah, Little Pony.
Yeah, he's running around doing a few jobs for me, and if he can actually hear me outside, which he will be able to, he'll come in a moment because I need some other things before I go up to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
All right, good on you. Make sure Hoss looks after you, Munch.
Oh, I didn't want to give him up, Sean. No. You know, no, he needs, you know, the least amount of mentions he can get, the better.
Good on you. Talk to you soon.
See you, mate.
See you. Glenn Munty there. Now, Ray, what's your best today?
Yeah, look, Sean, I've got Godolphin having a big day today. I've got him winning at least four races, and I'm particularly keen race 5, number 4, Regiment, end of my bet of the day, race 8, number 12, Regent.
All right. Paul, yours?
Yeah, well, I'm with another Godolphin one, race 6, number 1, Dissolute, and I agree with Ray. They look to have a huge day on the card. And Hugh Bowman, in my eyes, has an absolute terrific book of rides. But race 6, number 1, Dissolute, Sean, clearly my best of the day.
All right. Good on you, Paul. Ray, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Sean.